other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Weeks just flash by like the twinkling of an eye, faster and faster and faster as we hurtle into the fall and winter. And whatever the globalists have planned for us, it's clear that they're planning something big, something really special for the Republic in an attempt to ram through their new Bank of the World, their new global carbon tax, their socialized death care, their eugenics care, their open borders, their gun confiscation. Ladies and gentlemen, you know in the middle of 2008, the Pentagon announced in the Army Times, what we already knew years before, but just confirmed it, that 20,000 regular Army troops, brigades, homeland would patrol America and, quote, pull triggers on American citizens during civil unrest, magically knowing what was coming in the future. Now they're announcing 400,000 military personnel in the U.S., so they go from 20,000 to 400,000. And I've repeatedly made the point that's why they're trying to swell the military ranks to have a million-person domestic auxiliary federal police force and then around a half a million regular army. And they are going to run every facet of your life. When you go to their drills, they are training to take your farms and ranches. See, first they tell you that they're going to try to fight al-Qaeda, and just give up your rights to fight al-Qaeda, and you say, yeah, you know, we're setting all this big federal takeover up to fight brown people 8,000 miles away. I guess it's okay. You know, they ran the attacks from the caves, and Easter bunnies come down the chimney and put presents under the tree at Christmas time. It's all true. And Chinese jet pilots are orbiting Pluto, and they lay Christmas eggs under the tree as well. So it's just, you know, completely made up, totally ridiculous. If you believe in the tooth, very fine. That al-Qaeda did 9/11. The point is, now they're saying Homeland Security is for the American people, and the number one threat is gun owners and returning veterans. That's official. And they want to use 400,000 military, mainly felons and illegal aliens. That's the new majority of the new force. The new force, the majority of the new forces they're getting are felons or illegal aliens. A true foreign army right here to bust the chops, to make the American people submit. And so that's out of the Progressive magazine, and this is from a Pentagon announcement. So we're going to cover that. Also, on the whole healthcare front, the White House is hiring people $500 a week to go out and be supporters of it. So that's how you're, and different private foundations and groups and others are also funding similar things. So we'll go over that. And they're equating protesting against Obama with fear for Obama's safety grows as hate groups thrive on radical backlash. So basically, you're a Klan member if you don't want to turn your guns in. Emails from public overload, White House website. The AP doesn't say whether it's pro or con. You know it's against the death care, the eugenics care. But again, shutting down the White House website. Senators exclude end-of-life provision from the bill, so they've struck that for now. The New York Times is saying the death panel rumor is made up by Republicans. No, it comes out of Tom Daschle's own book. I mean, come on. We know what goes on in England. We know what... I mean, it's in their own policies. Of course they say they're going to not give people the medical tests they need and things. Rationing care. I mean, come on. That's why nobody believes anything you say, because you've been caught lying. You're saying we're the liars when you're the liars? And it comes out, actually, big insurance companies and Republican groups are quietly funding the health care takeover. They play to the same sheet of music. Look, it's all coming up. We'll tell you about the guest as well when we officially start the main transmission in T-minus 3 minutes. Big show today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, Butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got a huge jam-packed radio show today. I'm going to news blitz right now. Then we're going to open the phones up in the second, third, and fourth hour today. We have Stuart Rhodes joining us. He, of course, is a Yale Law School graduate, an airborne ranger, special forces, and he started Oath Keepers. He worked in the congressional staff for Congressman Ron Paul, has an impeccable record. He was demonized as some type of vicious, murdering terrorist, along with myself, in the Southern Poverty Law Center's latest hit piece. I mean, it might as well be a death warrant on us. It might as well be a giant crosshairs painted on the, on our backs. Their latest letter of mark is probably the most accurate way to describe it against us. So I wanted to go over that report today in the second hour with him. Very, very ominous. I've been explaining for months and months that if they launch a demonization of militias, well, what they do is they say white supremacist, militias, gun owners. So see, first they say white supremacist, then they demonize militias by connecting them to white supremacists, then they demonize gun owners by connecting them to militias, and that's what the DHS reports do. And it's here. It's now happening. And I, of course, am their number one target. I do not enjoy that. It does make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It's not pleasing. But at a certain level, it is gratifying. Emotionally, it is not pleasing or gratifying, but at a very, very cold level of my psyche, where we're waging war against the New World Order system and trying to expose these eugenicist parasites, these criminals, these wreckers, it is very satisfying because it means we're hurting them and having an effect. It lets me know I'm doing my job in a big way. When they turn loose legions of COINTELPRO against me, well, proof is in the pudding. Look at the fruits of what we've bore, what the tree has produced. And I just want to commend my crew, everybody that runs the radio/TV show, the salespeople, the graphics folks, the video people, the webmasters, the writers, and you, the listeners who spread the word and carried our videos across the planet, our articles, our films, our books, our materials, the guests we have on. This is a launch pad. That's what we are. This radio show is a giant missile base, a missile factory. And we just fire missiles at the New World Order, huge missiles in the info war. And we train people to build more missile bases. We're really a missile base factory. We produce factories that make other missile bases, the more I think about it. And so don't let the globalists distract you or divert you. You know you're a leader. You know you're good. You know you're fighting the New World Order. You know you can have success and have had success and that we've had success. And so just set up your own operation and start blasting the enemy in the info war and mercilessly take them on. So let me run down what's coming up today, and then I'm going to get into the news. Stuart Rhodes joining us. Bob Chapman coming on with his weekly hourly visit. On the economy and what's happening there. Boy, big developments there. And then we have a very interesting surprise guest scheduled in the last hour of the show today. And normally our surprise guests show up for the show, but this surprise guest didn't show up last week. We had another surprise guest that didn't show up yesterday, but that surprise guest is rescheduled for the third time for Monday. This surprise guest is scheduled for the second time today. You were going to tell me something? Yeah, Monday for the other surprise guest. So we'll just leave it at that. Folks, you know, normally when I have a surprise guest, they actually show up. But at this point, we're going to try to reschedule these guys one more time if they don't show up, and I won't be announcing it's a surprise guest. They'll just be on the show. Kind of like we had a perfect batting average with surprise guests until as of late. So, again, Stuart Rhodes, Bob Chapman, and then Alan Keyes. There, I just let out the surprise guest. We'll see if he actually shows up for the show today. I'm tired of saying surprise guest. If he shows up, he shows up. I'm going to talk to him about a host of issues. That's the problem with having a surprise guest written down on a piece of paper in front of you. No longer a surprise. But I'm excited about that, talking about host issues with the ambassador. If this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador? Okay. I've got all this new top news, top story information to cover that's all very important. But I look at these headlines from yesterday that I spent some time on, but you can't just, it's almost a disservice if I come on air and I mention these headlines, read a few paragraphs, and then don't ask callers to call in and comment on it and don't make a big deal out of it. It actually desensitizes not just the listeners, but myself. And I really catch myself every day getting conditioned to accept all of this. I mean, I get up here and jump up and down and say, this is a big deal, this is bad, this is serious, we need to get angry. And certainly the public's getting upset and getting angry and getting motivated and getting in the streets, and real issues of gun confiscation and martial law are now being discussed, and forced inoculations are being discussed, and cancer viruses in the new flu vaccine. I mean, that's mainstream news. But we need to get even more upset, more in the streets, more angry. I mean, this is a big deal. And so some people accuse me of making a bigger deal out of things than they are. I mean, can we just pinch ourselves? They've got more than 15 bills introduced that effectively end the Second Amendment. And I've had Second Amendment groups on and read those bills ad nauseum. Go to Gun Owners of America and read their legislative updates if you're hiding under a rock somewhere and haven't been paying attention. And then you've got the media running a hoax saying none of those bills exist. And you've got them saying there isn't rationed care and there isn't instant access to your bank accounts under this system and there isn't. There's just so much going on. I cannot stress enough. Everything is happening right now. This is the big New World Order move. They are throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at us right now. And we need everybody active, everybody informed, and everybody out informing others. I mean, look at these headlines from yesterday. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. We're working on him. Congressman Paul Brown in town halls. This is out of the Louisville newspapers and others. Is saying mainstream news that they're going to use it as a cover for martial law. And then the National Governors Association saying the same thing. That's in the Associated Press. I mean, it's not Alex Jones saying this. It's the heads of the National Governors Association. The last head that they were scared of, they just shot down. For whatever reasons, they found something wrong in his background, a mistress, a girlfriend. I'm not saying that's good. The point is, it's nothing compared. I mean, Barney Frank can have little kids in his house with him running under, you know, slave brothels. I mean, and he doesn't get in trouble. But you start telling the feds you're not going to let them take over. You got a girlfriend in Argentina. It's over, folks. That's all over the news. Or Governor Spitzer exposing the banker scam and Goldman Sachs. He wrote an editorial about that, about how it was all a Ponzi scheme before all this came down. The FBI had him under total surveillance, and boom, what he did with the hooker and even the sordid details came out to destroy him. And I'm not saying visiting hookers is a good thing, but it's a lot better than having 12-year-old kids at your house, 12-year-old little boys. It's let me tell you, going to a consenting 25-year-old woman is a lot better than little kids. Now, I may be called an extremist for that or a bigot or something, but I think abusing little kids is wrong. I know people are trying to make it mainstream, and they're trying to pass hate crimes laws. That's in the new hate crime bill, that if you criticize that, you get in trouble. I mean, what's next? I mean, if I say it's wrong to have sex with a donkey, I mean, then I'm going to be arrested? You people are out of your minds. I just don't know what your problems are. I mean, if Barney Frank wants to have a 20-year-old man over at his house, that's his business. I'm not attacking him over that. But if he's got, you know, young teenagers running a underage brothel out of his house, I don't want to hear about the governors with hookers or girlfriends. I don't want to hear about it. Not when Diane Corin Halliburton are caught running giant child kidnapping rings and is in congressional testimony and nobody gets in trouble. I care about child kidnapping rings. I don't care about a governor with a mistress. I don't want to hear about it. Excuse me. The point is that they're going after these people who have got tiny skeletons in their closet compared to humongous mausoleums of skeletons. Look, I've just got to go over all this. It's insane. They are talking about the victims of the Joker poster contest and the victims and how painful it is and how scary it is and how they want to have state charges against whoever put them up on light poles. They're now saying that's an act of basically terrorism. My answer to that is we better put more of them up, because they're openly trying to assault the First Amendment. Obama's in the Washington Post telling his supporters, put them up on stop signs. We say don't do that. But they're now saying putting these up anywhere is some kind of act of terrorism. You people are so un-American, you make me want to throw up.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Before you slip into unconscious...
Man, the mainstream media is really getting this wrong. They're now giving me credit for the Los Angeles posters and blaming me. My wife speaks Spanish, and so I had her watch two different Spanish newscasts this morning where they're calling for my arrest as a racist. They're saying in these newscasts that it's racist, that it's because we have a president who for the first time has dark skin, that I don't like him, and that I need to be arrested. I mean, in America, Obama went, I remember when he went on television and said, great job hanging up my posters, and he used it as official campaign. He said, put them up on stop signs. We have the Washington Post with him quoted saying that. He wrote a letter to the constituent, the famous poster artist, thanking him for putting them on stop signs. So the president can tell his people to put it on stop signs. I say in the contest, follow your local rules, but post it where all the posters are at. And we're even seeing them being pulled down in areas by bars and areas where people do hang posters. They'll leave up the rock and roll poster or the poster about the church or the poster about a lost dog or about a garage sale. But if you criticize Obama, it is all over, ladies and gentlemen. And they say they have a whole team of police in Claremont, Florida. That's, I guess, the county that Orlando's in. And they've got all these people on the news hyperventilating, saying how scary it is. And I haven't played in these clips here on air because there's been so many other big news stories going on. Open announcements of preparations for martial law. Open announcements of forced inoculations. Mainline scientists in major publications saying that the current flu vaccine, they bought 195 million doses of, they're about another 100 million, so one for everybody in the country, is grown on dead baby retinas and has cancer viruses in it for some reason. That's mainstream news, and we've got just all these incredible things happening. Meanwhile, 2 weeks ago, I saw them saying it was illegal, it was bad, it was racist, that somebody put up Obama socialism posters. So I said, you know, that's a good way to defile this puppet leader, to get rid of this angel-like image he's got and let people know that he's not above ridicule, like we did with Bush. And we've got to pull down their symbols they're using to push their agenda through. So I said, we're going to put it up, and we're going to post these flyers if you want them. Mark Dice did it before us. He actually gave me the idea to have a contest. I said, good idea, Mark Dice. We linked to his contest, and we also put up ours, and we said, but he's more of a fascist. So we'll have socialist and fascist posters you can print off. Then people started hanging them up, and I noticed, I guess this is right before I announced the contest, when I just posted the posters, and I went on air and I said, now be careful, folks, because they're going to politically say you're a terrorist. Be sure you hang these in legal areas. And we said that day one with the contest. So we're covered liability-wise. But still, people are bold. They're sick of the tyranny. All the new, not all, but many of the new videos were being sent. People are aggressively putting them up on post offices on purpose. They're aggressively sticking them on government buildings because they're sick of the government. I mean, these are people filming themselves doing it. These are new videos. You can look at when they upload them. You can look at the, you know, when they're producing them. And so, again, folks, you need... Also, I think people are seeing the other contests that are going on with Mark Dice, my contest, the original group putting up the socialists, the socialism posters. And so people aren't even going to our contest page. They're not even going to our contest videos. They're doing this on our own because I'm seeing them with Michelle Obama. I'm seeing them with George Bush everywhere and not posters we made. We have a George Bush version. This is just spontaneous, kind of like I picked up off of what some unnamed person was doing and Mark Dice picked up off of them. I picked up off of Mark Dice. And this thing is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But we're also seeing selective enforcement. When Michael Reagan said, I am hiring people for the murder of Mark Dice and other 9/11 truthers, I will pay you to murder them. I will pay you money. He didn't get in trouble. 300 radio stations, 10 million listeners at least, huge website. He said, murder us, put us, you know, kill us, hunt us down, shoot us. I'm serious, he said, murder them. But then somebody on Infowars.com said, go after the cop that killed the poor black guy by shooting him in the back on the DART platform. You know, the DART train platform. It's called DART there in San Francisco. And they went, arrested him, indicted him, and last time I heard, he's plea bargaining. And you can just Google Alex Jones, F the pigs. That's the keyword search, and that's the headlines in the AP and Wired magazine. That was his handle. So Michael Reagan can say, kill us. That's good. Solicit murder nationwide. That's good, according to them. But then say, go after a cop, then you're going to go to jail. Now, it's the same thing here. Obama can say, put pictures of me up everywhere worshiping me, put them up on government property, it's hail. But you put it up on light poles and it's not worshiping, you're in trouble.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Because it's about taking action. It's easy to sit there and critique it and say it should have been this image, it should have been that image. Get up off your butt, post it on the web, come up with a PDF file. If it's a good idea or it comes across our desk, we'll link to it. Go out and put it on message boards. Go out and put it places. It's about the people learning that they can go out with messages. You know, if they start setting up martial law and they shut this radio show off or they trump up charges and come arrest me for some other issue, or they start restricting talk radio as they're doing for whatever reason, you need to then in your own house print up messages and go out at night if you have to and risk your life, because by then they'll probably grab you and take you to a re-education center. And I'm not joking. That's what they're gearing up for. So we better get out with our voices and be heard now before we have Congressman Brown and Paul and Sherman and Senator Inhofe and the list goes on record saying they've been threatened with martial law. And it's continuing into this administration because the presidents work for the shadow government. NORTHCOM. The National Security Council runs the country, and it's run by foreign banks, period. The military runs the NSA. They run FEMA now. Have you watched online FEMA press conferences? It's generals. It's admirals with troops standing behind them. They've already taken over. It's already happened. They're just doing it in plain view like it's normal. Yet there is nothing more American. I told people a month ago my idea was to have people print up flyers that say, don't take the flu vaccine. And then have a website address that has the facts under it. And we've had Sherry Tenpenny, the doctor, on, who's got flyers on her site and fact sheets, and I've had other doctors on. And we're just here trying to warn people. I mean, go out and do that. The issue is, we knew the stupid media, the controlled corporate whore media, who operated about a third grade level, and I mean that when I say it, would pick up on the Joker. And we knew they'd say it was bad and evil and racist, and then that would point out their hypocrisy, because everybody's fished out the photos of posters plastered as Bush as a vampire and Bush as a Joker. And Bush as a monkey. That was one of the most popular. Those things were all over my town where I live in Austin. And nobody said it was racist then. No, he's the president. He's the most public figure you can be in the world. He is trying to cram through an unpopular agenda. And so now in Claremont, and in Orlando, and now national news as well, man admits to putting up 500 Obama posters as Joker posters. Police in Claremont have one suspect that has admitted to putting up dozens of posters around the city, depicting President Obama as the Joker character from a Batman movie. And you can go watch these newscasts. We played a short clip from one. There's like five of them or more than five. Wait, no. There's eight of them I've seen. If you count the two Spanish, there's six English I've seen, two Spanish. And the Spanish ones say, I need to be arrested. And they go in to people who can't even speak English, and they call for my arrest. And they call for this guy's arrest. And then they got all these old people on the other newscast going, arrest whoever did it. You're not supposed to do this. It's un-American. You're not supposed to disrespect our president. Of course you are. That's what this country's all about. They burned effigies and put up effigies of George Washington hanging in all 13 colonies. Anybody who's seen the made-for-TV miniseries, Adams, John Adams, very accurate. I've probably read more than 100 history books on the Revolutionary War and the years after it. I'm very into it. It was worse than that. They were running up at night to the presidential house. It wasn't the White House at the time, throwing buckets of night soil. People, you know, their toilets, they went to the bathroom in brass containers, and they were dumping that on the White House at night. Can you imagine? And people wanted to have them shot, and people wanted to have them arrested, and George Washington said no. Now, I got to be honest, I don't think you should be dumping buckets of human waste on the White House. But, you know, the issue here is that's what we've gone from that, burning effigies of him all over the country. And they came to him and said, let's arrest these people. And he said, no. We're not going to turn into what we just fought. If they lay a hand on anybody, then we'll individually, through due process of law, through the juries and grand juries, prosecute them. Now, if you want to follow George Washington, that's what you do. But now we've gotten to the point of, oh my gosh, arrest whoever did it. It's horrible. It's illegal. And I've got the Southern Poverty Law Center for 4 months leaving up comments on their site saying I and others need to be killed, that we need to be murdered for our political views. Stuart Rhodes is coming up on that issue, but this is fundamental to everything. I mean, I knew the media was going to freak out over it. I didn't think, because the LA police didn't say, we're going to arrest whoever's putting up these socialism posters. And then they spread all over San Francisco and other areas of California. But now there's San Francisco articles you can pull up where they've got my posters saying, oh, he's bad, he's evil. Thank God they've been scraped off. And, you know, we never took credit for the Obama posters in California, though I'd love to. We said it's a good idea, and the media is trying to chill it, and so we salute whoever's doing it, and we think more people should do it. Make sure you follow your local laws. And I will tell the people that are running around sticking them on mailboxes. I mean, there's videos of people sneaking up behind police stations, sticking them on the police stations. They're sneaking up, sticking them on post office boxes, and it's totally American what you're doing. And they're ninnying and sucking their thumbs on TV going, oh, my gosh, they're attacking federal facilities. Oh, there's the victims. Police, sir, we're interviewing victims. Give it a break, you un-American people. I mean, Florida really is a scary police state. It turned out the last three directors of CPS in the state were child rapers, not just pedophiles, but worse than Barney Frank. Nothing happens to them. 3,000-plus kids missing, CNN reports. They find them buried. I mean, the state officials, when they're done with them, murder them. You don't care about dead kids, do you? No. That's fun. That's all in a day's work, little kids you rape and then kill and bury in shallow graves. Paul Watson's got links to it in our article about this. No, you're not worried about the dead kids in shallow graves or Barney Frank's rape rooms up in Georgetown. What you are worried about is posters. And that's because you're thugs. Now, maybe the media is distorting what the police are doing and distorting their quotes, and maybe the cops know this is ridiculous, running around. It says they got a whole bunch of detectives on it full time. And maybe you're not idiots in Florida, but in that county, but I sincerely doubt it. I mean, you are by Disney World, aren't you? You are living in a make-believe land. Let me give you the newsflash, cops. They've already taken your pensions. You might as well join the American people. So I really can't speak for the police because it's the media saying the police are saying this. And I don't know, but police in Claremont, one suspect that has admitted to putting up dozens of posters around the city, depicting President Obama as the Joker, character from the Batman movie, that more people are believed to have been involved. Police say the man in custody admitted to putting up 500 of the posters. The posters are tied to a national contest put on by the syndicated radio host who urges his fans to post the images of the president in exchange for a prize. No, it says the person that does it the most artfully and the best will get the prize. City officials still are unsure just how much damage was caused by the signs and the dollar amount associated with the cleanup. And it shows them on telephone poles, stapled up, and they come over and go, it's horrible, it's terrible. You've got to watch the videos to believe it. And they look all upset, and they're like shaking, and they cut back to the anchor shaking their head. Oh, this is just terrible. But the state officials kidnapping and murdering children, we're not going to report on that for you. Florida is the pedophile capital. It's the happy hunting ground. Do you think they got the worst CPS everything? Do you think it's appropriate to use the Joker caricature to protest the healthcare issue? The voting is now over, but visit our viewer poll. Can we pull up this poll, guys, off this article? Maybe later after Stuart Rhodes leaves us, we'll play some of these ridiculous news clips. I mean, like I said, I've seen eight of them at least, and I don't have time. I'm trying to make a film right now and deal with a bunch of other stuff to even follow all this, but there's articles in Dallas and articles in New York and articles in San Francisco and articles in Los Angeles and articles in Detroit and articles in Tennessee. I mean, here's one from Tennessee. Safety concerns cited in removal of Obama Joker posters in Tennessee. And the police are saying, this is an act of vandalism and very dangerous to put them up on light poles. And you can go read it. It's out of the Greenville Sun. Such selective enforcement. I mean, I went out and stapled these up in front of police last week, and they did nothing. Because the Austin police, I guess, are not Nazi thugs. I guess they're actually Americans. Or the police chief, and not perfect, but, you know, he doesn't have them out arresting people because the places I posted these were on light poles that were already just covered with signs. I drive by these signs all the time. I did this, you know, near our office over here in the hood. And I mean, I'm right there with police cars driving by, stapling them up. I mean, I pretty soon they're going to try to say breathing is illegal or something. I mean, are they going to arrest the people that put up the yard signs or the church signs or the, I saw one of these driving to work a few weeks ago, a fire department benefit? Oh, let's go arrest the fire department now. I mean, are you going to go arrest? This is the big question. Are you going to go, are you going to arrest then-Senator, now President Obama? Last year, we've got the Washington Post linked up. See, I've got all this news to cover, and so this isn't, we're not just spending this much time on this because it's about me or Infowars.com or the contest. It's about the First Amendment and about how crazy this government's got. Do you think it's appropriate to use the Joker caricature to protest the health care issue? 59% said yes, 37% said no. And this is in a slanted Orlando, Florida News 13 TV piece that says arrest me. With every person whining and crying in the interview about how un-American and evil it is. Results, if you found $2,000 in cash, would you return it? Yes. And well, why do they have these questions? I guess there's a bunch of other polls in here. So 59%. Notice that news result is the same about returning the cash. I guarantee you the 59% that would return the cash are the 59% that think it's appropriate to use the Joker. And I bet you my bottom dollar that the 37% that say the Joker poster's wrong are the 37% that would steal your wallet. I guarantee it. Notice those numbers are the same there. We got to get a screenshot of this and get Paul to do an article on it or a blurb. Results, four of you found $2,000 cash. Would you return it? 59% would return it. 40% said they'd keep it. What kind of screwed up poll is that? 40% would keep it? I found wallets a couple times with money in them. I mean, what? What kind of crazy? Don't you understand that when you steal somebody's wallet, it comes back on you? Oh, I tell you what. Results for, do you think it's appropriate to use the Joker caricature to protest the healthcare system? 59% said yes, 37% said no. And you read the comments, about 95% are against News 13 and the other channels. I mean, literally, you'll read three, four pages of people that are going, what's your problem? This is hypocritical. I saw anti-Bush stickers and signs all over mailboxes and all over light poles, and there was never all this ninnying and freaking out. We've got links to these people. And then you'll see one guy who says he works for the TV station arguing and posting every five or six posts calling everyone racist. I mean, you people are nuts. You think it's un-American to put up a thing saying fascist or socialist or New World Order under Obama on a light pole. Even if you disagree with it, there's nothing more American. And I can't believe I can't get this through your head. But sure enough, I tell you, the Spanish channel ones are the worst, calling for my arrest. I had to call my wife in to interpret. And it's just something really sticks in my craw about, she said his accent, and one guy was not even from Mexico. She knows the different accents. She said it sounded like Central American. She could barely understand it. She speaks like Castilian because she lived in Madrid for 4 years. She could understand the Tex-Mex, but she says it's got some of its own words. Kind of like American English is different from English. But she had to listen to it a couple times. But it appears he's not even Mexican. I mean, it's some guy from thousands of miles away saying, arrest me and I'm a racist, here in my country, telling me I don't have a First Amendment. It's disgusting. I mean, you criticize the government in Mexico, they'll come beat you up or arrest you or kill you. Same thing in Guatemala and other places. Hey, how about if you think it's inappropriate, how about you go back to Guatemala or wherever it is you're from? How's that sound, pal? Because I'll welcome you here in open arms if you just stand up for America. But see, that's why I don't like the fact that the country's got 30 million illegals, most of them making up the military now, is because I understand what's going on. And I understand you're killing our culture. Our culture isn't black or white or Hispanic. Our culture is the Bill of Rights. You can shove it. Excuse me. You can take the Bill of Rights and you can put it in a pipe and smoke it. You understand me? You know, I defend the La Reconquista's right to go around with their signs saying, bring down America, take down America. And I got a mini film called Battle for the Republic that's an extra 15-minute, 16-minute extra in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And it shows police at a guy where there's tens of thousands of illegals protesting for open borders in Seattle. The cops come over to a guy peacefully protesting against it, tell him to stop protesting. He says no. They slam his head in the ground, bust his whole forehead open, and then laugh and let the illegals celebrate over his body. Let me tell you, you got the government teamed up with the illegal aliens to bring this country down, and I've had enough of your police state garbage. You got me? And your illegal alien troops, too. You make me sick.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365. We'll be on this about 20, 30 minutes, then I'm going to open the phones up and get into all this other news. But this is really getting crazy. The whining, the crying, the complaining, the thumb-sucking. This is such a government of wimps. They're so gelded. The public that they have on TV going, oh, arrest everyone, it's evil, it's wrong. But you know, I have a buddy who works at the Austin airport. I'm not going to say what he works in, but it's pretty clear. I'm not going to say what division of public relations, but he's there when the media is there. And he told me years ago when I was hanging out with his brother, who also works at another local TV station, that he'll sit there and watch them, and they'll interview like 30, 40, 50 people about the checkpoints and take your shoes off or you can't have a water bottle. And every person will say, it's horrible, it's stupid, it's a police state, they're using us to train us to be slaves, I don't like it. And then one old lady, he said, 30 plus in, as he has to stand there behind the TV crew, in this case it was News 8, said, I think it's just great to keep us safe, I just love it. And he knew they were going to turn the camera off then, and he knew that would be on the news. And so we were all standing around at the TV station, he's going, wait, I'm waiting for this to come on, watch, watch, because he's over there visiting his brother. He goes, here it goes, yes, it's her, and he was knew when the newscast was coming on, they told him, it was also his job to watch, so he was, you know, there making sure he had a TV on, and we're in the equipment room of the TV station, Austin Access, his brother works in equipment, and we're sitting there saying, watch this, you're going to see this little old lady wearing a blue dress, and he's like, aha, we're all laughing, there she is, I mean, that's how staged the media is. They went out all over that Florida town. I bet for every one person they found against the Obama posters, they had 10 against it. Because it was old folks, and they like to be, on average, conform and don't be disrespectful to the president. So I'd imagine it wasn't 30 or 40 they had to talk to. It was probably 10 or 15. They found a few people. That is how they rig it. When you're watching the news, you're seeing a rigged situation. And, I mean, I challenge you to research it for yourself. And you should be insulted by that. You should be insulted by the fact that they're trying to manipulate you. So the headlines are, they're looking for more victims of the crime first to go to the state grand jury. The state grand jury. They need serious charges. This is a massive conspiracy they've uncovered. Oh, my gosh, if people out criticizing Obama, you can't do that. It's horrible. It needs to be illegal. And you can see these people commenting on InfoWars and Prison Planet and the stories. They're saying, come after us. We've got a very important article that I hope everybody will get and email out to everyone, that says Florida authorizes, having a Freudian moment there, authorizes, Florida authorities in hysterical crusade against First Amendment. Florida authorities in hysterical crusade against First Amendment. And it breaks it all down, the victims and the pain of the community and how the community's really not taking it well, and but they're fighting back through it. Oh, my gosh. If the wind blows, Claremont might just sink into the ocean, you know. Oh, my gosh, the birds are tweeting outside. What is Claremont going to do? The birds, the noise, it's bothering them. They can't handle the birds tweeting. It's scary.
Next, Claremont runs in fear. They heard a barking dog. They can't handle it. Will the owner be executed tonight at 7? You know, I mean, this is the...
We're hanging signs up. It's so horrible. It's so scary. Mommy, mommy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.